Hi, my name is Joe, and I'm a home decor overspender.
Hi, Joe!
I made a breakthrough. I found HomeSense. It's unreal. So many brand name sofas. I bought one.
Oh, wow, really?
It's okay. The price is so low. Lighting, unexpected. Rugs, handcrafted. Wall art, eclectic. I go back like every week. No, it's always different. New unique decor, same great savings. Every time you go.
Field trip!
HomeSense. Standout pieces, outstanding prices.
This podcast is intended for a mature audience as it contains adult language and can get rather intimate. So grab a cocktail, find a safe place to listen, and make sure your kids aren't around. Hey guys, it's Garcelle Beauvais and welcome to my podcast, Going to Bed with Garcelle. Grab a cocktail and get ready for some grown and sexy conversations with me and some of my closest friends. We're talking sex, life, relationships, did I say sex, and everything in between.
Tonight, I'm going to bed with the self-proclaimed sex symbol / teddy bear. I am talking about the incredible musician and artist, Pink Sweats. Hey.
Hello, Garcelle. Thank you for having me.
Oh, thank you for going to bed with me. I won't get you in trouble. And the other person I'm going to bed with is a celebrity hairstylist, gorgeous girl, my friend, Kim Nicole. Hey, Kim.
Hi.
Hi.
Hey.
I'm going to start with you, Kim. What is your drink of choice tonight?
I am having some pineapple juice.
Awesome. Pink Sweats, what are you having?
I'm having some lovely crystal geyser.
All right, you two. I'm going to make up for both of you. I'm having grapefruit and vodka. So cheers to going
yes.
to bed.
I also don't need a drink to be like open. So
Okay, good. I love that. So let me say, first of all, Pink Sweats, congratulations on getting engaged.
Wow. Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Oh my God. First of all, JL Bunny, I went down the rabbit hole.
The rabbit hole.
Pun intended. And went down her social media. My God, not only is she gorgeous, but that body, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Now,
I love it.
You're only 29, am I correct?
Yes, I'm 29.
How did you know that you were in love enough that she was the one?
Honestly, it was like the most easy decision. I've always made bad decisions in my regular life. But like choosing who I was going to spend my life with, I felt like I never was in a relationship. I was always like super afraid of commitment. And I'm like a kind person. I don't want to hurt anybody. So I know if I'm not like super in love with you, I don't want to ever like have somebody story be tied to that. Like, oh yeah, he told me he loved me and all these things. Mm. So I kind of always just played chill. And like, but when I met her like years and years ago, I remember she just was so cool. Mm-hmm. She's super chill, like one of the guys almost. And like, I just remember thinking like, dang, she's really attractive. But I didn't think past that. But it was always like this lingering thought, like, she had a lot of wifely characteristics from like how I was brought up and stuff.
Please tell me, and Kim, what are those wifely characteristics? Because we feel like we have them. Kim, don't you want to get married?
I do.
Or do you?
Not soon, but.
She said not soon.
Not soon. Kim, you get asked to be, you've been engaged how many times? People definitely want to make you a wifey. I think you're the one that's holding out. What are you
that's
holding
true.
Out for?
Very true. I like my bed to myself. I like my space. So if we can have separate harsh. Rooms. I'm
right.
That's a thing. It's a thing, though.
It's a thing.
It's a thing. Separate rooms. I want a separate house. I want you to have your house next door.
Hey, I'm with it.
You know, there are days where I'm like, you know what? You be at your house and I'll be at my house. I haven't found a man that's cool with that, so that's why I'm
exactly,
not married.
Exactly. That's the problem.
That
they're
is
like,
the problem.
No. Yeah. I want you under me all day.
Not all day, every day. So let me ask you guys. I just found out that there is a woman who has been using semen as a moisturizer on her face. Have you ever seen someone do that? And Kim, would you try it?
No, and hell no. No.
pink?
Not
did
for
I make
care.
You blush pink? Did I make you turn pink? Oh my gosh.
I feel like this is like a thing to do. Like if you do that on somebody's face, but I don't think it's like actively for like
skincare.
Yeah, I've heard people say that though, but I'm like, nah, I don't believe that.
Yeah, I don't either. How did pink sweats come about? I mean, I think I heard you've been wearing pink to the studios. Is that right?
Yeah, so I was pretty much just on my grind. I'm a songwriter originally, songwriter producer, and I would just wear pink all the time, not for any specific reason, but the pants that I bought were on sale, and. It's one of those things where someone called me Pink Sweats, and at first, it was only because they didn't know my real name. Mm. My name's David, but me and my dad have the same name, so in my family, no one's ever called me David, so I was thinking about an artist name, and I'm like, David. I'm like, it would feel so awkward, everyone calling me this name that people don't call me, so I might as well pick my name. And I was like, oh, Pink Sweats. Like, people call me Pink Sweats. Why not just run with that?
It's so, perfect. Yeah. So you never thought about the whole, like, guys don't wear pink. I personally like guys in pink.
So I've been told a lot of people, when I first did it, honestly, my grandma's like super old fashioned lady. And she was like, why are you wearing all this pink, baby? Like, what's going on? Is everything okay? And I'm like, it's just a color. Like,
right, exactly. There's nothing tied to it. That's really cool. I want to ask you, because I know how I feel about this. There's a friend of mine who likes to start arguments with her boyfriend because then they have makeup sex, which I personally think is the best sex. Yeah. Kim, have you done that?
I have.
She said I have.
It depends on the argument. It depends on the argument.
It depends on the argument. You're right, because if it's something where he betrayed you, I don't think you want to have sex.
Absolutely not. Absolutely. But if it's over whether, you know, we have chicken tacos or steak tacos, I mean... No tacos at all, right? You can have this taco.
I love it. What do you think about makeup sex, Pink?
I like it. I'm not an argumentative person. I'm just not into arguing, but it definitely can spice up a night if you have like a good argument.
Yeah.
And then y'all just like laying next to each other, you get a punch. Then I don't know how that leads to you. Like, hey, you just hit me. How did we lead up to this?
Right, that would be weird.
But it is. It's spicy. You know what I mean? I don't know.
It is spicy. It is spicy. Kim, we've known each other for a long time. You do my makeup, and I love it. I want to ask you because I know when we've been working together, you get more dick pics than anybody I know.
Unsolicited.
They just come at her. And what I want to know is there a strategy to making a dick pic look good to you? Because I feel like for women, that to me, that is visually not what I want to see. I think Absolutely. That's more of like men prefer more visual pics. So which ones stand out for you?
Ooh, well, I definitely like an aerial view.
Not an aerial view.
Aerial view.
You know, I need the, if you're going to send them, I don't want them, but if you send them, you know, it has to be well-groomed. It has to be pretty. You know, I have to visually be pleased. Uh-huh. The sheets have to be nice, a nice color. You know?
Is there any, do you need any props so that you really know the actual size? Like if you're buying something on West Elm, they give you an actual... Do you need to see?
I mean, if you're trying to brag, a ruler is always great.
That is crazy.
People even have rulers anymore? That's just a question.
They do. I have several.
Yes, they do.
I don't even own a ruler or like a magnet or nothing normal.
That's so funny. If you have kids, you have rulers because they have to do homework.
Oh, yeah, true. Yo, y'all hilarious. I don't really send dick pics. One, because I grew up around women.
And
it was just like all women. And like you know, like you just kind of learn, like kind of like what you're just saying. It's like, I don't want that. So you kind of like, oh, like women don't really want that. Like if you're doing something sexual, that's different. But like just sending a picture to a person, that's super like, one is weird.
It really is.
Because no matter what happens, it's like, why would you do that? like, that's how women are thinking. So by me being raised by a lot of women, I kind of learned that really early, especially like growing up in hair salon. Like, my mom's a hairstylist.
Oh, let me ask you, Pink. No, I mean, you're obviously a celebrity and very well known. Are you afraid, prior to being engaged, are you afraid that if you send something, it might get leaked? Because that scares me.
Yeah, it does. Honestly, me and my fiance, even before we like came out as like being in a relationship, that was really one of the things that I always thought of, like, dang, like, I've been a pretty good guy, but it could be one random girl who could be salty. Like, oh, he happy now? I thought he wasn't ready to be in a relationship.
Okay. Why are you?
Like, so I would always tell her, like, yo, like, I'm just nervous. Like, anybody could just be hating for any reason.
That's
but
true.
I was kind of like, man, it's life. You only get one. So it's whatever.
Yep. This is not a rehearsal. I always say that.
Don't leak that video. Whoever's out there, don't play
don't leak him. Don't play with him. He's got a good reputation.
Guys, you know this podcast is all things sexy, right? And you know what's really sexy? Clear skin. I'm obsessed with my skin. That's why I'm excited to partner with this episode's sponsor, Apostrophe. Apostrophe treats acne, and they can also help you hit your other skincare goals like reducing redness, wrinkles, and even dark spots. We have a special deal for our audience. Save $15 off your first visit with a board-certified dermatologist at apostrophe.com/Garcelle when you use our code Garcelle. Now, this code is only available to our listeners. To get started, just go to apostrophe.com/Garcelle and click begin visit. Then use our code Garcelle at sign up and you'll get $15 off your dermatology visit. That's apostrophe.com/Garcelle and use that code Garcelle to get your dermatology visit and save $15. And we thank Apostrophe for sponsoring the podcast.
I saw on your IG you were serenading. I would assume it was your girl's butt. You were singing right up to it, worshiping it.
Yeah, she likes that kind of stuff.
Is there a body part that turns you on more than others? Is it the butt?
Awkwardly enough, her feet. Like, I'm not a feet person by any means. I'm not a foot person. And I remember when we first started dating, she like foot massage and stuff, and I wasn't really into that.
Uh-huh.
But I don't know. Like, I really like her feet. Like, that's a weird thing. But I guess I just, like, because I was convinced of loving her feet. Yeah. I think I love it more because everything else is so obvious. Like, it's
okay.
Her butt, her boobs, like, right, all these things. But it's like, I don't know, it's something intimate about, like, massaging her feet or, like, if she, like, wants me to kiss him or something like that.
And what would she say is her favorite part of you?
You gotta ask her.
Oh, damn. Come on.
Nah, honestly, I think she's like a like partial visual, partial sound. Like,
oh.
So it's like if I'm speaking to her a certain way.
Like your voice or your singing.
Yeah. Typically I don't sing, but like it's like a certain, it's just a certain swag, like when I'm speaking to her a different way. And she really, really enjoys that in combination with
I
things.
Love that.
Like she's not just that. Like one thing. It's right. Like very complex situation I got to put together.
You got to work it.
Yeah.
Voices are important, though.
Voices are important.
They are.
If a man speaks to me really soft and that's his demeanor, that's such a turnoff. I want
it's
a man
a
to sound like a
right?
man. It's such a turnoff. I want you to sound like a man. I want your voice to be deeper than mine. You know?
And then I want it to be comforting if I'm in, you know, if I'm having some chaos, I need you to be able to calm me.
Like how? And what going, would he have to say?
Oh my
like
God,
how?
Kim, I'm so sorry. That's not going to calm me.
Yo, chill. Yo.
You know, I need you to be like, babe, it's going to be all right. Something, you know?
But it's a combination of things. Like, that's the one thing with my girl, I'm realizing this. Communication.
Are you good with your fingers?
I'm good with everything.
Oh!
But, hey. she like it's like a cocktail that I have to mix with like my energy, how I'm speaking to her, the like where I'm putting my hands. It's like it's not one thing. And I remember right. when I was single, you know, like guys, nobody
had your moves.
Anything. You know, right. you just like, all right, this is what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna do that. All right, she tired. I did my job. Dang.
Right, yeah. right.
But like, it's just different with having a partner. It's like, oh, like I'm learning how to like maneuver her specific body
and
how she reacts to if I'm saying something at the right time or if she's telling me to do something and to stay right there, like whatever.
You know what I love about what you're saying? I love the fact that you're paying attention to what she needs and you're not coming at it just doing your usual things. You're actually catering to her.
Yes.
That's beautiful.
Absolutely.
Wow. Hey,
that's what men do. That's
not
what
all men. Men not do. All men.
No. Just you. So far that I've learned.
Not all men.
They don't listen.
I'm standing on the side about to get dressed.
What is the best move a man does for you, Kim?
Ooh. You know, I'm a words of affirmation girl.
Mm-hmm.
So if you know how to speak to me, you know, I'm a mental person. So you speak to me.
You are.
Clothes are probably come on.
Probably, I think probably. Pink, when I was, you know, doing a little bit of research, so your father's a minister, your mom was a singer in church.
Yeah.
Did they talk to you about sex? And I wonder, because being a boy, is that different?
No, they didn't. My parents were like, my parents, one, they had me really, really young. And then my dad had like a lot of kids young. So he was like, don't even do it. Like, he was like, nobody in this house has sex except for me kind of energy. Where it's like, so even when I first started, it was like, I didn't even want to bring it to him or like ask him questions about nothing. Like, my mom was more open.
Was she?
Yeah, she was more open to like talking to me. It's because like I grew up like around a lot of women. I'm talking about like I'll be in a hair salon all day and like
wow,
people like flirting with me and stuff. So my mom like always gave me game on like how to deal with women.
I love that.
Stuff like that.
Wonderful.
That's great. Kim, are you talking about sex with your kids?
No.
You have a high schooler. How do you think she's going to find out?
You know, we creep up on it a little bit, but I haven't really like taken that dive. She'll ask a question or she'll see something or hear something, especially with her having an Instagram.
Right.
And I'll explain it, but not really. And my mom was like a sex education instructor.
Tell her.
So she like set us down with a banana. It's like, this is how you put on a condom. And I was like, I don't want to know that.
Not from my mother. You know? I don't want to know that.
But I actually appreciate it. I just don't know how I'm going to have that conversation with my children. Especially because I waited so long to have sex.
Why? How old were you when you had sex?
I was 22 years old and I got pregnant the first time.
Oh my God. Wow. Really?
Yeah.
Why'd you wait?
We were very churchy. So I was scared of God. I thought I was going to hell.
Oh. You know, a lot of people grow up like that. If you love the church or in the church, it's almost like sex is a sin. But how do people at church have babies?
Right.
Marriage. Right? That marriage thing's come
back. Marriage. Right. Yeah. Right. You guys, there's a new sex technique where the guy is on top of the girl and you're sort of aligned with your partner. He hovers over you, but only the tip goes in. He only like stimulates you with the tip. How long can you do that?
I mean, that's pretty much planking. Like it's so like.
Oh, yes, that is. Like, you can work out and have sex at the same time.
Like a minute plank.
That makes the body good. That's a hell of a tease.
It really is a tease.
I could see how it'd be dope for the woman. Like
yes, it like, would be.
Being stimulated that way, but it seems like pain for the man.
Yeah, I would think so. Yeah, you're definitely planking, and if she doesn't come quick, you're in trouble.
Which is not usually the case.
Right, exactly. Isn't that the truth, though? But you know what? I was talking to my gyno, and she's very sex positive, and she was saying that women, because it takes us longer, we should get in the headspace. Like, before you know the guy's coming over, Have some wine. Start thinking about how you want to feel so that when he comes, it's a little quicker. Would you appreciate that, Pink?
I think, yes, 100%. And usually it's the level of comfortability that you have even going in to having sex with someone. And I used to didn't understand that, especially like when you're like single and like you could be out, you meet somebody and you'll notice an experience with someone who's like really comfortable with themselves and just being free or whatever. They have the ball. And then it's like the one person who's like, you actually really like them, but they're just not all the way comfortable with themselves in that exact moment. And it's like, wow. So really it's being able to disarm someone without making them feel like you're judging them. Because a lot of times women are hard on themselves already. So then when they, you know, standing before you essentially naked, they're thinking like, is he seeing every little flaw that I'm seeing? Because I got a pimple on my right shoulder. Is he looking like that? So like, it's like you almost have to like disarm that insecurity where it's like, no, like you're just the most beautiful thing in the world right now.
Because you guys aren't seeing that stuff.
No, 9 times out of 10, you only see that when you like 5-10 years in a relationship. Like, babe, you got a pimple on your left shoulder.
So lights on or lights off for you, Pink?
Me personally, I like lights on. That's my vibe.
Got it. Kim, lights on, lights off.
It does not matter.
Oh. You're a freak. Kim, what's your best sex position and have you ever thrown your back out?
Ooh, I have thrown my back out.
Girl, I have too. For weeks, girl. I couldn't walk.
It's the sciatic nerve thing that like gets...
Y'all was doing a little bit too much that
a
night.
Exactly. You forget how old you are. Exactly. You forget you haven't worked out. That's hilarious. So what happened?
I was throwing it back. I can throw it back now.
I've seen
And I was throwing it back and I threw it back a little too hard.
Did you have to stop in the act or afterwards?
No, I had to stop. Like, I had to do the whole, you know, the Superman. It was a wrap.
You are ridiculous. Okay.
That's why the biggest ego boost, though. He probably like, yeah, I killed that man.
Right, exactly. Exactly.
It didn't stop nothing, but, you know.
Wow. All right, I'm going to go to a Twitter question now. Too shy guy ask, how do I get better at oral sex with my partner? Listen. What would you say to Too Shy Guy?
Too Shy Guy, listen, sir. Listen. And, like, take direction well. Like, if she moves your head or, like, she has the pressure on your head, stay there.
Stay there. Yeah. Guys that move around too much, it's like, hold on a minute. Stay there for a minute. What would you say, Pink?
I would say, one, don't be afraid to ask other people. Because, like...
Really?
I'm like a very talkative person in my like personal life. I'm not afraid to ask questions. Like, I'll ask somebody anything. I'm like, yo, how you do this? Or how you do that? And like, sometimes, like, if I have like friends who are lesbians, I'm like, yo, who gonna know better than them? Like, I'm gonna ask one of my homies, but he probably capping. Like, he could be lying. His girl's sitting there like, this no, not to get no hit. But I know for a fact, one of my homies, she might know. So I'll be like, yo, what's the play on this? Or, boom, boom. And then also taking that information, communicating with my shorty. I think what guys, our problem is something probably worked on somebody before.
Exactly.
We'll do that exact same thing versus like, nah, like this is a whole different person. She got a whole different life before this moment.
Oh, so my God. Will you preach that to some of the men? I think that's amazing. How come you're so confident and so young and like what happened?
A lot. Just having a lot of fun.
I love it.
Yeah.
That's really, really great. This is my favorite part of the podcast. Who do you want to go to bed with? This is anybody who inspired you, made you laugh this week. So, Kim, I'm going to start with you. Who do you want to go to bed with?
I'm going to say the entire cast and crew of Insecure.
You're such a hoe.
Let's have an orgy.
Let's have an orgy. Okay, and tell me why. I love that.
Well, because we just finished season 5 of taping, and you know, we had to come together. We survived through the COVID and all the testing and the positive tests and just everything that happened. It was really hard, and we did the damn thing.
Yes, you did.
So,
hey, congratulations.
Thank you so much.
I love that. Pink, who do you want to go to bed with and you won't get in trouble with your fiance?
I feel like I'll still get in trouble for what I'm going to say, but I want to go to bed with all my fans for like supporting me through COVID, rocking out, listening to my album, and just believing in me and believing in my message and just constantly giving me the opportunities to grow and excel in my life.
Oh, that's beautiful. Awesome. That's really, really beautiful. I'm going to go to bed with Issa Rae. I'm going to piggyback off you, Kim. Hey. And I feel like she has kept her private life private. She is doing the thing in terms of her career, but her wedding, those photos, she looks so beautiful, so in love. Absolutely. Hats off to a long journey of love for them. Pink Sweats, what do you want to promote? Where can people follow you? What do you want to say?
You guys can follow me at Pink Sweats on every platform. My music is Pink Sweats, Spotify, Apple Music. Yeah, stay tuned.
Is there a new music coming?
I do have a new album coming soon. It's called The Pink Moon. Mm. God, Sex, and Love. That's all the topics.
I love it. I love it. I love it. And I'm getting it. I love it. I was listening to your music this morning. Congratulations. That's
awesome. Thank you very much.
Kim, what do you want people to know where to follow you?
You can follow me on Instagram at Kimmy is a beauty. Mm-hmm. Or you can follow me on The Glam Precinct.
Very cool.
I'm going to have my girl follow you because are you based out of LA?
I am. Yep.
Okay.
She's the bomb.
Thank you.
I already know.
You guys, thank you so much for doing this.
Thanks for listening. If you've enjoyed this show, make sure you subscribe so you don't miss a thing. And you can help support us by leaving a review on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. The after party continues on my Instagram at Garcelle and on my Twitter at GarcelleB. Going to Bed with Garcelle is an Orion podcast produced by Orion Television, Audio Up, and Beauvais Wilson Productions, distributed by Audio Up. Concept by Garcelle Beauvais and Lisa L. Wilson, hosted by Garcelle Beauvais. Executive producers, Barry Posnick, Garcelle Beauvais, Lisa L. Wilson, Sam Winter, and Crystal Liney. Co-executive producers, Cindy Levinson, Emu Zoo, associate producer Taz Beckford. Music from Extreme Music. The show was edited and mixed by Jeremiah Zimmerman.